With Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting. Northwest winds may gust over 35 miles per hour at times today. These winds, combined with very dry cropland fuels, will lead to the potential for rapid fire growth should fire start in these areas. Avoid burning if possible today and limit any ignition sources, including properly disposing of cigarettes. If harvesting today, have a plan should a fire start. The Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship and the USDA have confirmed a positive case of the bird flu in Buena Vista County. The affected site is a commercial turkey flock. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds yesterday signed a disaster proclamation for Buena Vista County that will allow state resources from several state agencies to assist with tracking and monitoring, rapid detection, containment, disposal, and disinfection. If producers suspect signs of the bird flu in their flocks, they should contact their veterinarian immediately. The Iowa Department of Agriculture is trying a new approach called batch and build to address runoff that impacts water quality. Ag Secretary Mike Nagy says it involves doing several water quality projects together.
It's an innovative approach to really grouping together and installing practices more efficiently.
Nagy says it brings more people in to get more done.
Historically, we might have built one or two at a time with and worked with individual landowners or farmers to do that. What we're doing is working with counties and other partners to group those together. You might do 20, 30, 40, or 50 at one time.
He says there is more efficiency in the work.
Contract with one land improvement contractor. You pay the bills once. It's very efficient. You can group them together and get them built. And so this is all part of our effort to scale up and really accelerate the adoption of practices like bioreactors and saturated buffers in the state of Iowa. And really an innovative program that's not really being done anywhere else. We've created it here in the state of Iowa. Very proud of that and really proud of the partners who are working together on that.
The bioreactors and buffers at the edge of fields help remove nitrates from the water that comes off tile lines. The Ag Department's working with the Wright County Soil and Water Conservation District on the first phase of the Boone River Watershed Project with a goal of installing more than 25 edge of field conservation projects. Other similar projects are in Calhoun, Jasper, and Boone County. This week, the Wright County Board of Supervisors accepted a recommendation made by the Temporary Redistricting Committee that presented the new 5 supervisor district plan. Wright County will be going from 3 to 5 supervisors after the change was approved by the voters. As currently drawn, the districts would each have a population between 2,569 and 2,614. The 5 supervisor district plan will now be forwarded to the Iowa Secretary of State's office for final approval. Developers of the Heartland Greenway Carbon Pipeline have canceled the project. Navigator CO2 Pipeline was one of 3 projects proposed to ship carbon from ethanol plants to underground storage. Navigator's 810-mile route through Iowa would have sent the liquid carbon to storage in central Illinois. Last month, South Dakota regulators denied the company's pipeline route application for that state. Last week, Navigator asked the Iowa Utilities Board to put its Iowa application on hold. Navigator's CEO says as good stewards of capital and responsible managers of people, the company's made the difficult decision to cancel the project. Monty Shaw of the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association says Navigator's decision was not a surprise after some of its permit applications were pulled, but Shaw says it doesn't change the reality for the ethanol industry.
I know there's listeners out there that probably think lowering your carbon footprint's a good idea. I know you have listeners that will think that's just silly in some government-made-up program. But the bottom line is our customers are saying we want lower carbon biofuels. Our ethanol plants have to respond to that if they're going to stay in business. And the number one thing we can do to lower our carbon footprint is carbon sequestration.
Now, Shaw says the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association respects Navigator's decision and continues to support other pipeline projects.
We think the carbon capture and sequestration is absolutely vital to the future of ethanol and corn growers' prosperity and all that. So there are other projects out there. We're going to continue to work with them, and ultimately I do think we'll be successful.
Shaw expects some of the ethanol producers that had signed agreements with Navigator to seek another partner to capture carbon and ship it out of their plants.
I think the two largest ethanol producers in the United States were part of that system, in Poet and Valero. They're not going to sit idly by. Now, I can't tell you what they will do, which system they may go to. Maybe they look at a different option that I haven't even heard of. But I would be shocked if they weren't looking at other options.
That's Monty Shaw of the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association. Thursday's fire at Midland Power Cooperative's Boone Administrative Office warehouse has forced the co-op to postpone this coming week's line worker training field dedication. The event, initially scheduled for Wednesday, will be rescheduled in the coming weeks. The 7,500-square-foot warehouse caught fire Thursday around 3:30 p.m. No injuries were reported, but the building, as well as two pickup trucks, an SUV, and a forklift were destroyed. Midland Power Cooperative provides service to portions of 17 counties, including Franklin, Grundy, Hardin, and Wright in the broadcast area. NIAC President Dr. Steve Scholes will be retiring in June of 2024. The NIAC Board of Directors say Scholes will leave with a legacy of achievement after being in his position for the past 10 years. A few examples include spearheading a $13.5 million capital campaign that paved the way for the construction of a cutting-edge health simulation center and diesel center and secured the 36th spot on Forbes' list of America's best small employers. The presidential search process will involve the formation of a search committee composed of board members, faculty representatives, students, and community stakeholders to oversee the search process. The NIAC board is considering engaging with an executive search firm to identify potential candidates. The goal of the NIAC Board of Directors will be to announce a new president, ensuring ample time for a smooth transition before Scholes' departure. Thursday night, the Belmont-Clemmie School Board received information from the elementary school that they now have 85 English language learners in their school, along with 37 in the high school. In other business, the BK Board decided to continue the wrestling agreement with Clarion Goldfield Dows with new transportation and allowing the BK cheerleaders to cheer. And the Belmont-Clemmie School Board was informed that this year's certified enrollment number was down 9 students when compared to 1 year ago. The high in the past 24 hours here at our studios, 73, and the low of 42. For Radio On the Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.